Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay, so looks like the big, beautiful bill may be on the verge of passing. Latest on that, as best as I could tell, because everything is moving fast. Mm-hmm. The latest on the big, beautiful bill. Looking at one point overnight, like it was going to fail, like they didn't have the votes for it. We'll see if it happens. There's supposed to be a vote in the 8 o'clock hour, and yeah. Mike Johnson's claiming he's got the, you know, the votes for it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And then we'll really see.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what, there was a lot of chest beating here about, Republicans passing this, they're going to put a pro-growth agenda, and there are so many amazing things in this bill that I just literally can't wait to see. Cannot wait to see them enacted. Just a few to me. One of them, the 100% immediate expensing of factory construction costs. That's massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive. We've never seen that before in America. That's going to begin to finally give us an edge to undo some of the destruction that's been done since, you know, NAFTA, which started with Daddy Bush and was inherited by Bill Clinton. Our side likes to blame Clinton, but that was Daddy Bush's. Just the absolute unmitigated destruction of the middle class, the blue collar middle class in America, just a real beginning on that one. And what you're going to see is that applies if you're already doing some construction in America, like a lot of, you know, these particularly auto manufacturers and auto parts manufacturers and assemblers here in South Carolina, and airplane manufacturers. If you've got some here of your factories, why not build another one? If you were on the edge of that, you're looking at the tariffs. Well, you know what? It just got to be a really good idea to build a factory here, whether you're coming in from outside or you're here as an American. That's how it should be. You're creating jobs. We're going to help you 100% expensing of those factories immediately. You don't have to wait over years to amortize it. That alone, I can't wait to see what that does. Doubling of Americans' health savings accounts. The amount of money that you can put in there, shelter from the government, tax-free, double it. My husband and I already max out to that. That's our way of saving for our retirement and, you know, future healthcare expenses. Yeah. To double that, we'll go 100% on that one.
My youngest daughter can't wait for that too. I haven't gotten to that point, but anyway.
Yeah, no, I love the idea. I mean, like, look, my way of being financially disciplined, I'm never going to budget. It's never going to happen. I suck at that. So, and I'm not going to lie to you about that.
Right there with you, Tara.
Yeah, no, my husband's good at it, but I suck at it. And so if one of the two of you is really bad at it, it doesn't work for the two of you. So
right.
What we do is,
yes,
I know I'm just being honest. I let it all hang out, as you know. So, and I use the same approach as I do to dieting. If I bring ice cream into that house, man, it's getting eaten. I'm going to eat it. I'm weak. So I just don't bring it into the house.
Yeah, right.
We take everything off the top at the beginning of the month.
Right.
We basically put away money. So there's like nothing left.
Yeah.
You know, we pay ourselves first. And so doing that's gonna be huge. The $70 billion for deportation in this bill is a game changer. 10,000 ICE agents additional to what we have. Game changer. Just so many things that are in there. Finally being able to get the illegal immigrants off Medicaid. There's a lawsuit right now by Democrats. All of their attorney generals are suing to keep the Trump administration from scrutinizing who is on those rolls. They say it's a privacy issue for their illegal immigrant voter. I mean, for the people they fraudulently signed up for Medicaid at the state level, where Democrat states, 14 of them do not check deliberately. This bill says you're going to check. And so they're suing him to say, No, we're going to try to get a court ruling to protect the privacy of our illegal immigrant future voters. I mean, guys, you just go down the line. There's so much great stuff in there, Lee. But here's the catch.
Okay. I knew this was coming.
Here's the catch. Look, I'm just going to level with
you
on it. Good, bad, and the ugly. If Trump does not consistently grow this economy at 3% plus going forward, he will be the biggest spending president in U.S. history. The talking point about the debt, the deficit, and the spending levels, in terms of borrowing, you know, the amount of money we're borrowing, he will hold the all-time record. We will not have that talking point against the Democrats anymore. That's the bottom line. And I understand why a lot of people object to that. I especially understand why Elon Musk objects to it. He lost 25% of his net worth fighting to go in there and cut that waste. And Lindsey Graham said, how much you saved there? Looks like about $200 billion. Cool, I'm going to raise it deficit spending by $600 billion. Oh, like one time? No, a year. A year. You can see why Elon Musk lost his damn mind. Yeah. Lindsey Graham did that, by the way. I just want you to note that.
And a few billion dollars worth of his net worth.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I understand Elon Musk just banging his head against the wall in frustration. I get it. But at the same time, there's probably no other way to get this through. And by the way, the reason I blame Lindsey Graham is he's the budget chairman. So it's him and John Thune putting the Senate version of this bill together that ultimately will pass. So it's on him. This is his record.
I keep hearing the Mary Poppins line, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
Spoonful of sugar will cover the taste of
the
poison,
stench,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
What this does to our kids. Yeah. Here's the risky gamble for Trump. Again, he's got to grow the economy at 3%. This is back-breaking debt. Not going to lie to you about that. Whether we print it or we borrow it. But here's his record. He has achieved 3.1% real GDP growth. In the past, he has done it once, from the fourth quarter of 2017 to the fourth quarter of 2018. That's according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. What about the rest of the term? Not so much. 2017, 2.3% growth overall. 2019, 2.5% growth. We're not even going to talk about 2020. I don't count that. It's negative 2.2 because COVID. So, you know, whatever. Well, I mean, maybe the Chinese just released another one of them viruses. I don't know. But that's the problem. What if that happened and we've taken on this amount of debt and crushing money printing? It could get bad. We've seen the bond market wobble twice. Yeah. Badly. Scared me. Bigly. And it should scare me. It scared everybody. When you have people, you know, everybody from Jamie Dimon to Ray Dalio to the head of Bank of America and everybody. And I mean, you're talking about Dalio, not Dalio, but you're talking about Dimon and you're talking about, you know, the chairman of B of A. They generally like a certain amount of bonds and like a certain amount of printing. That's where they come from. And it scares them. Whoa, Katie, bar the door. And I don't know if there's enough literal physical bond buyers to buy this debt on Earth. You know, I'm like, so we're going to maybe get some UFO disclosure here. That's all over the internet. Maybe the aliens will come by to bond debt. I don't know. And maybe that'll happen.
Well,
he's got to grow this economy.
No question. But
at 3%, it's going to be hard.
The whole thing about, you know, China and another COVID-like with probably some help from our Department of Defense, as we found out anyway.
But, and assist, yes.
Yes. I just don't think there'll be the same response to that by the public. And
unless they let out the 50% kill rate one that they have,
still,
or the 75.
No matter what it is, I still don't think we'll have the exact same response because there will be way too much pushback. Number one, the credibility of the healthcare universe worldwide and in this country has been decimated. The reliability upon the government for protecting us from these things. There's no expectation there from many in this country. So I just don't think that the panic that will ensue or try to be ensued from the next event like that will be quite on the same level. You know, maybe I'm being way too optimistic.
Yeah, I think it depends on the kill rate. They got them all. We taught them how to build them. And so many other things could happen that are beyond Trump's.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Iran, some weird thing. Maybe we didn't get everything. There's a lot of evidence we didn't. We didn't actually get the
deepest
facility.
Well, they're
going to
build it back. Even if it had been completely decimated and just wiped out, they're still going to try. That's what that whole theocracy is based upon.
Whatever the case, he better get that 3% growth. It's going to be hard. I mean, if anybody could do it, it's him.
Yeah.
But otherwise, there's going to be a problem. He's got another problem, and that's that you know, what they figured into this, the tariffs that we have right now are permanent forever.
Well, it is.
And I'm sure, hold on, our trading partners, that's news to them.
Well, the one good thing about this is that it puts the Democrats in a position where they have to root against America every time. They have got to be opposed to growth in the American economy. They've got to be opposed to the American worker doing better. They've got to be opposed to, you know, American citizens and America being put first. And in I realize that the political dynamic, you never know how things are going to play out in the next election, in the next news cycle. But that's what Democrats have got to do. I mean, you know, look at the guy in New York, your new buddy up there. You know, Marxist socialism, that's what they're selling.
Whatever the case, I do think that for the average person, barring the sort of, you know, very real fear of how much money we're spending, I mean, this is going to actually impact their lives in a good way.
Overall, initially.
Yes. There's a lot of great stuff in here. So that's fantastic. So we'll see. We'll see if it passes in the 8 o'clock hour. I wish it could have been done with a lot less debt spending, but yeah. You know, this was the way that it was.
Yeah.
It scares me at this point. This is going to take, if he can't get to, 3% growth consistently every single quarter, he's never done it before. And if he can't, if he doesn't leave the tariffs in place, we're going to be looking at $60 trillion of debt in 10 years. It was $37 trillion yesterday. It's not a small number. I don't even know that there's enough bond buyers on earth to cover that. And that means we'll have to print it. And that means inflation. So this is not without massive risk, but Trump's saying, hey, put it all on me. I'll take the risk.
Maybe that's what the UFO thing is about, Tara. They're looking for aliens to start buying our bond debt.
Yeah, no, we're going to need some. There's really going to have to be some.
Interplanetary banking.
Yes. So we'll see. That'll be very interesting. So the real fight begins after the BBB passes. One of the things Trump needs desperately, and he knows this, to get that 3% growth, he has got to get that terror cell over at the Federal Reserve Economic Terror Cell. He's got to get him gone. And he was demanding yesterday that Powell resign, demanding it. And that's why. Yeah, because right now our real estate industry is frozen. There is no middle class real estate industry because of Powell. So he's got to get Powell out of there. And Powell's trying to wreck Trump economically. So and doesn't care about the American people one iota. Typical Democrat. All right, we'll be right back.